He has a couple of good ones going to the post later today in two divisions of the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn Park. He does have Galilean and Gunmetal Gray, and looking forward to this visit here on the Horse Racing Radio Network this morning. Jerry, welcome to the program. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing these two horses strut their stuff this afternoon, and you get to run them in separate divisions because of the situation in California, Oaklawn splitting that race. Let's start with the first division and Galilean. Look back on that performance in the Cal Cup Derby. Very, very impressive.
Well, we were pretty pleased to see the way that he rated. You know, he's shown speed in his other races, and then, our horse went out on the lead, and he rated perfectly behind horses. So, I don't think we've seen his best yet. So, he has to poke his numbers up a couple points to be right there in contention with Baffert and some of the others. But we feel confident that he's able to do that.
He's won his races so easily. You got to figure there's that extra couple points in the tank, don't you?
Well, I don't know. the proof is when they run. So we'll run them and see how they go. We always walk over with a lot of confidence, but we have total respect for everybody else that's in there because we don't believe that people are just entering just to enter. So everybody's trying to win, so we have to beat everybody.
Yeah, and people will dismiss Galilean because he has been running against state-bred competition, and he is a California-bred, and people will say, okay, well, as you just alluded to, maybe he's not quite there with the likes of Improbable and a Game Winner and those types of horses. But Jerry, we remember California Chrome and how impressive he turned out to be. That didn't stop him. And I think you have to kind of be feeling the same way about Galilean at this point, right?
Well, I don't know. We just think that we have a good horse. And he was well meant from the day that he was bought and proved so far to be real good. He got beaten one race, but maybe he would have had a chance to win that one too. Bob Torres is undefeated, so it'll be tough. And all the other ones, there's other ones that look real good too. Bob's got the best number, the best buyer number, and the other ones, are in the 80s, and he has a 96. So if you're using buyer numbers as a tool, then the lines maker made the right horse the favorite.
Jerry, I mentioned all the victories you've had in your career, more than 7,500 in this Hall of Fame career. You've brought up the name Bob Baffert on a few different occasions, and rightfully so, because you're going to tackle him with the big favorite again this afternoon. What's it like for you to square off with a guy like Bob Baffert day in and day out and to have that rivalry?
Well, we talk about things and everything too. And, we're rivals, but, we're also friends too. So, I like to be able to run against the very best. And, we don't have as many horses out in California as they do in other places, but the ones that are out there are tough. And we get them very, very fit, and they go fast out there. So that's why sometimes when we're on the road, we look pretty good. And Bob's always done very well. So we're always everybody's always competing against him in the best races. So that's why his name comes up a lot.
Do you watch his horses train in the morning to kind of scout the competition?
I have enough trouble keeping track of my own. So, occasionally I see one of Bob's training, but I'm not looking for him every morning.
Well, Jerry, I've said it for the past few months now. One of my favorite horses in training is Gunmetal Gray, and you'll get to saddle him in the second division of that Rebel Stakes later this afternoon. This is a horse that was so impressive in the Sham, maybe didn't catch a racetrack that was to his liking in the Robert B. Lewis, but he still ran a monster race to be second behind a runaway winner. Share your thoughts on Gunmetal Gray.
Well, I don't know. I did a talk to, Mike rode this horse last time, and we love the way he rides. But, I thought the horse got back a little too far for the way the track was that particular day. And then, you know, when they split the race out here, you know, we were wanting to get Mike on our horse again, but we didn't know how it was going to split. So we had Pratt work Gunmetal Gray, and you know, he likes the horse, and he told his agent, make sure and try to ride that horse if we could ride him. So, you know, here again, you know, our numbers compared to some of the other ones in the race, you know, they're not as high. You know, Omaha Beach has a big number, but that was in the slop. Otherwise, you know, he's similar to our numbers. And then here again, you know, you have Game Winner. He's the logical favorite in that race, and he's run big numbers and looks like a very tough horse. You know, our opinion, which means nothing, is we thought that the horses that we did see of Baffert's, we thought that Improbable was training better than Game Winner, but I mean, people always say that kind of stuff, and frequently they're wrong. So that's just one impression that we had.
Well, the way that the race kind of set up for Gunmetal Gray and the Robert B. Lewis gave the edge to Mucho Gusto. I mean, he pretty much made an easy lead, and your horse has that nice turn of foot at the end. So it was a uphill battle, but I was really impressed with him. You know, Mike's not lying when he says he loves Gunmetal Gray. He's been talking about him all Derby season long, and his last race was really good. You know, he's coming into this race good, and if the favorite does stub his toe, you have a bang-up chance to win this one.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, Mike told me he thinks that Gunmetal Gray can run as far as horses run, and, you know, that might be a little bit unusual for his particular breeding, but that's what Mike thought, and he's been on a lot of good ones for me, that's for sure.
Talking with Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jerry, your first Derby starter came in 2003 with Eye of the Tiger, your most recent last year with Instilled Regard. Talk about the one thing that you have learned, the most important thing you have learned from continually getting to the Kentucky Derby that might help you this year, maybe even to get over the top.
Well, the important thing to learn, I think, is that the horse has to take you there. You don't take him there. He takes you there. So, you know, we thought that we had a good chance when we took Battle of Midway, and we thought that we had a good chance with Instilled Regard last year. Both those horses ran pretty good. So, you know, I think you have to have a lot of luck, and you know, the horses have to stay sound in order to get to run in the Derby. So that's just my thoughts off the top of my head.
Your other Derby horse, Instagrand, he ran a pretty good race coming back. How'd he come out, and what's next for him?
You know, I thought Instagrand ran a great race, and, you know, I thought Javier had to start riding him a little bit sooner than he really wanted to. If he could have sat a little longer, I think we would have run a little bit better. And as it was, we didn't get beaten that far anyway. So the next start for our horse, maybe if they get everything straightened out at Santa Anita, would be the Santa Anita Derby. But, I mean, we're nominated everywhere. And so, you know, if we had to go back to New York, or if we had to run at Keeneland or elsewhere, then we're certainly prepared to do that. So we'll try to do what's best for the horse and hope that Santa Anita gets all their problems worked out.
Yeah, and the big news coming out of Santa Anita this week, the open letter to the industry from the Stronach Group, and stating that there will be no more race day medication allowed at Santa Anita and Golden Gate. Jerry, your opinion on that particular statement?
Well, my opinion is that hasn't been settled. So, I mean, I'm in Arkansas, so I shouldn't comment on the meeting that they had yesterday. But I think what I got out of it was that the guys were saying that they didn't want to run without the Lasix. So, you know, the other medications, I think there could be some compromise on that. But I mean, I don't know. You know, there's always problems no matter what business you're in. And so they need to, you know, they need, everybody needs to get their problems solved and agree on this. And so, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't see why it can't be worked out. Everybody remains calm and be sensible about everything.
Yeah, and there's something obviously needs to be done here, Jerry. There's no doubt about it. And they spent a lot of time over the past several weeks looking at that racetrack, inspecting the track. They've closed the meet down, essentially, and even closed the track to training for a couple of weeks there. So in terms of the racetrack itself, were you noticing anything different about that racetrack than you have in the past?
Well, you know, look, at I probably lost the best horse that was out there that got hurt, Battle of Midway. It broke our heart. You know, he was, you know, part of the core of our barn. Yet, you know, I can't point my finger and put it on any particular problem that they were having with the racetrack and blame them. So, you know, we went right after... We went with Battle Midway right after the break, like we tried to do with all of our horses, and keep them on a good solid racetrack. And we don't ever train. We work some second after breaks, but never third or anything like that. So my opinion is, and this is just my opinion. My opinion is that we had drought in California for several years, and I think the guys got used to taking care of the racetrack the way that they did there for several years, and then we got hit with the heavy rains, and I think they tried to do a good job. I think they tried to make all the right decisions and do the right thing, and you know, maybe some of the things they did were wrong, but I don't think that it was particularly their fault. That's just my opinion. You could talk to other trainers, and they have a different opinion. But, you know, if you want to really look at reality, probably there were a few more breakdowns than usual. But, I mean, you know, you have athletes in any sports, and including the horse racing sport, you have athletes, and there's going to be injuries no matter what. And, you know, sadly, there were catastrophic injuries. Some of these ones, and including Battle of Midway. And, you know, it's easy for somebody to say, well, it's part of the game, and I won't say it like that. But, I mean, if you're going to take flesh and blood and put it out on a racetrack or take people and put them on a football field or a basketball court, then you're going to have injuries. It's just there's no way around it. Some of the injuries are devastating, and you know that's when everybody is on the same side.
Jerry Hollendorfer here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jerry, on a more positive note, good luck this afternoon in both divisions of the Rebel, and good luck getting down that road to the Kentucky Derby yet again.
All right, we're doing our best.